Hello.
Hey, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Hey, Ruben. Good. How are you?
I'm hoping no more phone tag. It's been an It's been insanely busy, to be honest. But so
good for you.
Yeah. Our industry is interesting. It's kind of like what I call a 90-10 rule, and by that I mean about 10% of the people actually book about 90% of the business. It's a very bizarre industry, to say, to be honest. So here's what I have for your business. You said you've been offered some daily payments before and just have not, they've rubbed you the wrong way, correct?
Yeah.
Is that your radar detector, by the way?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You know, so you drive something fast?
No, I'm driving through the middle of Kentucky.
Gotcha. Okay.
And
don't want a ticket.
Police officer. No, I don't want a ticket, so I'm out on a long highway in the middle of Kentucky.
Do you take the radar detector with you?
I take it with me. Yeah.
Oh geez. So you've gotten some tickets before.
I drive, no, actually, I'm pretty good about not getting them.
Okay.
I just, when I do these long drives, like this is going to be a 3.5-hour ride from Nashville, Tennessee up to Indianapolis, almost 4 hours, and I'll take it on that. When I go to Minneapolis, sometimes I drive down to Des Moines, Iowa, and that's almost a 4-hour ride. When I do these long rides, I just bring a radar charger with me because I can jump out there and run 75 or 80, and you know, it does a pretty good job of telling me when something's there.
Okay, so fair enough. It's interesting. So here's what I've got on your loan, Bill. I know you've had a lot of different offers thrown at you, so I don't want to kind of like dance around issues. Here's what I've got for you. I've got you. Your loan will probably not fund tomorrow, but I can still price you out with a month-end special. It would be the $200,000 loan. The cost would be reduced. The payback you're looking at on this loan, you would save about $14,000 on what I quoted you. So instead of the payback would be, let's just bring this up. And I quoted you, I believe, $266,000, correct?
You did.
Okay. So the payback on that would be $252,000. The percent on the dollar you're looking at is a 7% reduction. So it goes from 33% over a year to 26%. Are there some other options out there for you? Yeah, there are. You're gonna probably, you know, it's me toying with numbers and playing a sales game. I truly believe that with the amount of money this is probably the best offer available for your business. Additionally, there's no types of origination fees. The average loan in this industry comes with between a 1.5% to 2.5% origination fee. While that doesn't seem much, on $200,000, you're talking about $4,000, $5,000 potentially. If you're interested in this loan, I could get you out, request documents tomorrow. You know, do a little. There's some back end underwriting, but potentially get this loan funded for you, if not tomorrow, by the end of the week.
Okay.
There's weekly payments as well. I don't really see a material difference, but I'm here to make a customer happy. So if I can offer you weekly, I'll offer you weekly.
What is the weekly payment on that?
So if we did the full 200, I believe this is calculated with 48 weeks per in the year cycle and not 52. So you are looking at 252 divided by 48. 5250.
$5,250 every week.
Correct.
That's about $20,000, 20-some thousand a month.
Yeah, because your a monthly cycle is you're exactly at $21,000 a month.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is a big number, but also you have to understand you're borrowing a big amount of money. So
I get it. Yeah. I'm paying it back in a very short period of time. That's what's the
Do you mind if I kind of give you my experience with these loans?
Uh-huh.
There are some longer loans, and with my book of business, I push customers to do the shortest terms available. And the reason is, every example, I have a gentleman who has a very similar offer to yours, and his loan he could actually do over 18 months. But the reason he, even though effectively, like, if you look at it from a math equation, if he borrows the money over 18 months, will he pay back more than 50%? So, you know, 50% more time versus 12 months, is he paying 50% more back? No, he's not. But the reason he's doing 12 months is because he's done a lot of these loans, and I think he kind of likes to put his feet to the fire a bit and not do something that's... When you do these very, very long-term loans, it sometimes... It doesn't press people enough to get really what they want to accomplish. And I think from my experience, the customers that have done loans between 9 to 15 months for me have a very, very good success rate. I think customers that do, honestly, sometimes longer terms, like when they've been working with us a lot or have a more retail-centric business, 15, 18, 21 months, they often don't really, it's more of a band-aid solution. And having something very short-term will actually kind of force you to play within those guidelines.
I get it, but and no offense, but you don't know enough about my business to make that statement. But I
don't know anything about your business.
I understand. It sales cycle, turn time, it employee training time. It's all about me getting an employee in gear that can go get the job done. So I appreciate your conversation about it. Whether that fits me or not. Probably
yeah,
not.
I mean,
for
I
me, it's all about stretching the amount of time I take to pay something back, lessening the monthly burden. That's what it's about for me.
These terms do not work, at the end of the day, we're here to sell you a loan. That's our role, and you know, work with your business. If these loan terms absolutely do not work, if you say, "Hey, Ruben, thanks but no thanks. Look, I can try for you for another program or maybe get it bumped to 15 or 18 months. It might result in less money for you, just, you know, and you're kind of back to square one. So what I want to do is present the best option I have right now for a 12-month term and get feedback from you before I go back to the drawing board. If you say no, you say no. I can only do my best. But from our conversation, I know you don't want me to throw you at like 50 or 100 grand. You want a sizable amount of capital. Hello?
Yeah, no, I'm just thinking. What time is it there where you are?
It's 4 o'clock.
Why don't I call you in the morning? I'll have plenty of time to do that. I'm not working tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll call you in the morning. Is that
yeah,
cool?
You're going to
be there another hour?
I'll be here for like another 2 hours, but let me also give you an idea of like what I think will happen if you get a 15 or 18 month term, if it gets extended, so you can understand potentially what's available for you, so you don't spin your wheels here, okay?
All right.
So, this is just based on my experience, but if we did the same 200,000, and let's say we tackled another program, and I'm just throwing numbers out here, argument's sake, just as a good kind of experience from what I'm used to. Because you're looking at this as, what is it going to cost for me per month? I think if you did, say, $200,000 over, say, potentially a 15-month period, that would potentially run, if it can get approved, which I don't know if it can, but if it can get approved, between $17,000 to $18,000 a month. If you did, say, an 18-month term, assuming you can get approved, which... Like I said, I do not have these numbers. I'm not going to tell you it has or has not. It has not. I mean, I don't have these numbers for you, so it hasn't been approved. But I just want to give you an idea. Cool. We're on the same page. I think if you did that over, say, a 18-month period, give or take, you're probably looking at payments in the range of $18,500 to $20,000. The pricing is significantly discounted on the 12-month term. So potentially a 15-month term can save you a few bucks per month. But what I'm trying to insinuate is it's not going to be a massive change. It's not going to go down to, you know, $10,000 a month with this amount of funding.
I don't. Well, because they're tacking on. I know you don't like to call it a per annum rate, but because of the way it's being calculated, for every month it's out, tacking on X number of dollars. I get it.
Correct. If you looked at it just to give you an idea, just for like at the other
the
side
payback
of the spectrum,
on eight, the payback on 15 months is what, and the payback on 18 months is what.
To give you an idea of like where I would think it comes, and these are just me, just based off my experience, on an 18-month term, I would think if this gets approved, you'd probably be looking at. Give me one second. Let me make sure my numbers are right here. Oh. Hold on. Actually, the numbers I quoted you were a little off. My apologies. I'm glad we ran these. If you got approved for 18 months, the payments would probably be in the range of $15,000 to $16,000. I just want to recalculate these numbers and make sure I'm accurate. Bear with me. I don't want to misquote you. Yeah, $15,000 to $16,000, and on 15 months, assuming it got approved, probably something in the range of $17,000 to $18,500, depending on pricing. So a significant reduction, you know, but also a lot more to be paid back.
What's the payback on 18 months?
And this program hasn't get approved, so, you know, I just need to go over that. So, if you looked at 200 grand on an 18-month term, the payback's probably going to range between about 270 to about 280. What I can do is, without risking your approval, I can see if that option's available there. But to kind of ask you, and I don't take it the wrong way and ask you a pointed question, our goal is to throw a loan funded on the board. It's not to press you into borrowing $60,000 or $150,000 just to earn your business. If you can get a more attractive offer, and by attractive I mean to you, a longer term, but it limits the amount of funding, like $75,000, $100,000, is that something you want me to throw at you, or are you not even interested in anything below $200,000?
I don't need it. It won't help me.
So the minimum you need is what, 150 or 200?
Really, I don't know. 150 or 200 would work. Doesn't matter. 200 is preferred.
Okay. One second. So here's what I'm going to do. I know you're on the road. I ultimately want to provide something where I don't want to insult you with an offer. I've seen that kind of blow up in people's face.
You can't insult me. It's business. It's nothing personal. If you tell me, you know, something else about my life, maybe you could. But don't worry. I don't take this personal. So don't worry about what you say to me.
Okay.
I appreciate you're concerned enough that you worry about that, but I'm not worried about it.
We got a lot of business for people that are kind of beat around people and run them the wrong way. So what I'll do is this. Okay, no, I appreciate your feedback. I will see if you want to marinate on this. I'm more than happy to explore all avenues. It's not like the world's going to come apart in a day. I'll explore another avenue without risking your approval and seeing if I can increase your term length, because it sounds like to you, if you can increase the term without drastically increasing the pricing, if this, to me, maybe it's not the biggest deal, but to you, if your monthly obligation drops $2,000 or $3,000, that can make a significant difference on this, how you're using these funds, correct?
Yep.
Okay. So
I'm trying to build into my formula on the other end that I don't get a dime back on what I do. Could I swing a $15,000 a month payment if I had to? I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to figure that math out. Yeah, I could. I think I can. I've got enough room that I can. So
okay.
It's a different kind of conversation that I'm having with myself.
Okay.
About
it. And just so you know, if this loan was interest-free, and maybe that's the whole crux, if this loan was interest-free, your monthly payment would still be $16,666.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the problem is if you're telling me, hey, look, Ruben, $15,000 is kind of my pain point, and I know if we gave you an interest-free loan to your business at $16,600, we're still above.
I get it.
It's an impossible situation. So let me see what I can do to see if I extend it. If you want to give me a call back today, it's great. If not, I'll be circling back with you probably right when you're up. I'm in here around 6 a.m. tomorrow, so about 8 or 9 o'clock your time tomorrow.
Okay, works for me.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks, Ruben. See
you. Bye-bye.